Governor Ellington on 9-0.
President, we would suggest Secretary Freeman of Agriculture.
Wait a minute, let me write these down here.
All right, sir.
Let me call Marvin, see if he can get on here. Marvin will be on just
all right,
minute,
sir. There are no deaths down now.
Told me one.
Well, it wasn't from a storm, though.
It wasn't?
No, sir. According to our reports.
Okay, all right, you got the pencil there, Marvin. Take note. Yeah. Governor Freeman.
Bureau of Public Roads, Rex Whitten. Public Health Service, Dr. Terry, Dr. Hundley. H-U-N-D-L-E-Y. Corps of Engineers, Major General Jackson. The man that works with us on that. American Red Cross, General Collins, or Robert F. Shea, always accompanies us. Small Business, Gene Foley. Now, it's a big damage down there to sugarcane crops and other crops. It might be well to take Secretary Wirtz. That would be all that would be involved in any recovery.
You?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've been as I'd like to have about three from my shop.
Who?
Bob Phillips, Dryden, and myself.
Who is Phillips?
Phillips is head of the disaster program over here. He runs it. Mr. President, are you figuring on going this afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, you still got heavy rain down there, I understand. I'd have to recheck on that or let your pilots check. Because I doubt from what we got about an hour ago if you'd be able to see anything. I actually don't think this warrants a trip, but you're the boss.
Well, here's my problem, damn it. When I ask a man to do something, I want him to do it.
Right.
And I've been asking Russell Long all year.
Yeah.
He's had to do a lot of things he didn't want to do at all.
Yeah.
And he's an emotional.
That's what I think. I've talked to him.
Today?
I've been in touch with his office all day.
Well, I told him a while ago if I couldn't go, I'd send Governor Ellington. He said, I don't want anybody to go but you. And by God, I want you to go. Hale Boggs is the same way, and he wants me to go. And Ed Willis is in Game Bay, and they got trouble with their school plans, and they're segregationists, and they feel like nobody cares about them, and they voted against us, and they feel like it kind of on the outside, and I feel by them like a 17-year-old girl. I want them to know they're loved. And I have to pet Lucy sometimes when I'm there. I sure don't want to because I don't want to run away from home.
Well, you let us know what you're
doing. How does it feel to be an old, long-whiskered grandpa?
It feels pretty good, Mr. President. You won't be sorry.
What you're going to do is probably cut down your work schedule.
I could cut it down and still be doing plenty.
How are you going to teach her to talk over the phone?
I don't know. It's only time I'll ever see
I call up old Linda Valenti every night and try to teach her on the phone. She just grin and won't talk. Have you ever seen that, Linda?
Yes, I was there when she was born.
I mean, it's my little Linda Valenti.
Oh, Lord,
Courtney
yes.
Valenti.
Oh, of course I do.
Well, I hope yours is cute as she is.
Well, you know, I named her Melinda.
No, I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
I say I did. My daughter did. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is your daughter all right?
Oh, wonderful. Doing fine.
That's good.
It's been great.
Well, we'll decide this thing. We'll check the pilot's report.
Well, I'd be sure and check it without good, because our last report to
where would we want to go? New Orleans and
Baton Rouge? Yes, sir.
You want to ask him anything, Marvin? I love those shirts. I told him he got to put a half an inch on the pockets and a button in the center so I can hold my glasses in them.
Well, they told me to hold them up.
They are, because I don't want anybody to know it.
Yeah.
But just between you and me, I'm going on a rather intensive diet.
But don't let it upset your nerves now.
Yeah. Well, it does. You
can't
do
anything. I know what I mean.
Yes, but I've lost 13 pounds.
Well, I just told him to hold up until I let him know further, and I told him about the cuff and about the pocket.
That's good. Thank you, my friend. Okay. I'll call you back soon as we know.
All right.